looks cute, sweet like that, pink cheeks and eyes wide and glossy and the slight furrow of his eyebrows like Mike has given him something outlandish.
I,
he starts,
don't understand.
Or Mike proposes a sleepover. Unsurprisingly, no sleep is done. Andrew Garfield quote, which I will now read to you. At one point, I made him say, I love you, you're my best friend. Come and we'll get married and we'll live in a house together. And the caption says, Andrew Garfield to Jesse Eisenberg during the filming of The Social Network. Back to the author's notes. Corollary, a theory slash idea following one that's been previously proven. The soundtrack to this fic includes Nobody by Osher, which you are listening to right now. Nothing Has Changed by the Polar Boys, and Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants. Take the bed warmed by the body. Woo! I once warmed my head over a burning Maserati. Woo! I've had no love like your love from nobody. I'd be appalled if I saw you ever try to be the same. Will, Mike notices, has been tired. Exhaustion, Mike would call it, but sleepy is more like it. Dark smudges underneath his eyes, and a millisecond slower in responding. It's clear that his mind is somewhere else. Probably in his bed, assumedly. Mike, being the deducing detective and expert in Will Byers that he is 99.9% sure that Will's been having trouble sleeping, with a leering shadow of Vecna and trouble behind him again, and he definitely and absolutely doesn't want Mike to know. Unluckily for him, Mike has half his brain dedicated just to filing away any minute changes to Will, even before the upside down, in an awkward, concerned, best friend way. Nonetheless, it's clear. Will is tired, sleepy, susceptible to nap times is the point, or what Mike thinks is the point. He doesn't know. What Mike does know, though, is that back when they were 12 and their biggest problem had been only the mind flayer, Will also had trouble sleeping then. What Mike also knows is that to cure this, the party had held multiple sleepovers with high rates of success, sometimes with all of them, sometimes with only Mike and Will. So, with his high intellect and problem-solving skills, Mike's come to a reasonable, rational, understandable, logical answer. We should sleep together. Granted, this is probably not the most tactful Will stares at him, and it's a little unnerving, actually, how long he could go without blinking before he croaks.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mike begins, rolling out his mental map of lateral thinking. You haven't been sleeping well. At this, Will frowns. Even when he's frowning, he looks gentle, and Mike wants to reach out and poke at his face until it goes away, like he used to when Will would get irritated over smaller, less world-shattering things.
Did Elle tell you that?
Mike blinks.
No, but you did.
Will gives him a look, raising a hand to pinch his nose bridge, and Mike raises his hands in a "What can I say?" manner. And, I mean, I could kind of tell. You've been acting different. Tired.
Sorry,
Will mumbles, looking away, and Mike is quick to shake his head. No, no, he says, and Will spares him a glance. I just meant, I'm worried, and I... There's a lot of things he could say here, a lot of logical phrases that would fit with them, and he's been trying to put into words the large sum of his soul or body or whatever it is that holds this great, large feeling in him, the lurch of his heart whenever he thinks or sees or talks to Will for the past who knows how long. For this, he doesn't know how to say it. And after a long, long pause, to which Will is still staring at him, eyes wide and blinking, he lamely finishes, "I want you to be okay." For all the writing and mental planning he does, the lack of elegance in Mike is not surprising to either of them. Will, thankfully, mercifully, seems to get it anyway, like he always does, when he offers a small smile and says,
"Oh, okay."
"Okay," Mike echoes. "So, I was thinking we should sleep together." Will, for some reason, still looks lost, but he looks cute, sweet like that, pink cheeks and eyes wide and glossy from the slight furrow of his eyebrows, like Mike has given him something outlandish. He starts.
"Don't understand."
"Sleepovers used to help before, right?" Mike explains, and recognition slowly clicks onto Will's face. It's always a satisfying thing, and Mike wants to see it for the rest of his life. "With the, mind flayer, so I was thinking, since you're, you know, having trouble sleeping, then taking a nap together or something would help."
"Oh,"
Will says, a little quiet, a little like it wasn't supposed to escape his mouth, and Mike watches him blink once, twice, thrice.
"You, that's really..."
It's incomparable, rendering Will flustered like this, and Mike thinks he'd offer sleepovers for the rest of their lives if it gets him this reaction every time. Then again, Mike reconsiders. He'd offer them anyway, even if Will gets used to it. After some fumbling, Will gets a hold of himself to say,
"That's nice of you."
Belatedly, he adds,
"Thanks."
It holds much more weight than Mike thought a single word could. Mike beams.
"No problem."
He thinks he'd do anything for Will. Which, in his opinion, isn't an insane thing to say. He's already helped defeat several monsters from alternate dimensions and kind of save the world for Will. And he'd do it again if he had to, even if he'd prefer not to. Still, anything sounds like no big deal at all. And if it were a big deal, Mike would still do it. If Will asked for it, he could do it. Although, Mike supposes Will would never ask for something like that, which makes him someone worth that kind of sentiment. When a lapse of silence follows, save for the quiet mumble of the television, and neither of them Mike shrugs. Well, yeah. Both of us watched this like 8 times already. He tilts his head towards the movie. And he'd been yawning this entire time, so... He'd be a little more embarrassed about the admission of half-watching Will this entire time, but he can't fight it in himself to care. Will's mouth opens and closes, a little like a goldfish, before he gets out.
Really?
Mike gives a nod. Yeah.
You?
Will begins, and when Mike waits, unperturbed and sitting in front of him, he falters. A flurry of emotions pass over his face, too quick for Mike to make out immediately, and then Will sighs, body deflating. He looks away before looking back at Mike, and he repeats this for a few seconds until he, almost defeatedly, says,
"Okay."
"Okay," Mike repeats, sitting up, and Will nods, rubbing a hand against the side of his face.
"Sure," he mumbles. "Where are we?"
Mike moves faster than Will gets a chance to finish, already walking over to the closet in their basement, which has held all sorts of linens and blankets for movie nights and impromptu sleepovers. On the lower shelf sat the same 2 sleeping bags they've owned for so long, his and the extra one reserved for Will since forever. Will turns off the movie, puts all the bowls to the side, folds the blanket on the couch, and when that's all done with, he turns to where Mike situates the sleeping bags right next to each other, moving the coffee table to rest upon the soft rug underneath. When Mike moves away to stand next to Will, they both look down at the sleeping bags. They're a little small. Admittedly, they are definitely not the same children they used to be, but it should work.
Will says, "They're a little
small," Mike provides, and Will gives a sheepish smile. He chews on his lip before looking up to meet Will's eye. "I mean, we could just go up to my room and share my bed."
"No,"
Will answers, voice coming out a little loud, and his face is oddly pink.
"That's no, actually, these should be fine. These are fine. This is good."
Mike gives him a look. Maybe Will is more out of it than he had previously thought. "All right," he says dubiously, "if you say so." When neither of them move, he crouches down to the sleeping bags, lifting the cover. "Come on." The basement is quiet, occupied with the rustle of the nylon material rubbing against itself, and there's some shifting, and Mike thinks he'd prefer sharing a bed over this, but whatever Will wants goes, he supposes, so this will have to do. After a few moments, they both settle in properly, both of them staring up at the ceiling of the basement, the same shade of off-white it's always been. They're on their backs, both with their hands clasped over their rib cages, and Mike kind of wants to roll over and look at Will. He doesn't. Silence passes.
"You know,"
Will murmurs,
"now I'm not so sleepy."
Mike lets out a sigh. "That defeats the whole purpose of this, Will."
"Sorry,"
Will replies, but he sounds like he's smiling, and Mike doesn't resist looking over. watches the slow descent of his chest.
Maybe.
Okay, Mike says simply, thinking for a moment before he clears his throat. Once upon a time, there was a bird and a squirrel. Will raises an eyebrow.
What kind of bird?
What kind of... I don't know, a normal bird. Mike answers, at a loss, and it's not an unusual occurrence. Will asking specific questions about random details that they both know Mike doesn't have an answer to, but it's worth the little giggle Will lets out. A normal bird and a normal squirrel.
Will nods.
Sure. Right. Mike nods back. They're best friends, and the normal bird always visits the normal squirrel at the normal tree where the squirrel lives at.
Sounds normal, Will agrees,
and he rolls over too, and suddenly they're facing each other, barely apart, just like they always are. Mike can feel his heart kicking around in his chest, as if it's trying to remind both of them that it's still alive. Very, Mike replies. They're very normal, and they talk every day, until the normal bird goes away for the winter, and the squirrel stays in its tree for the winter. And Mike thinks for a moment, until he continues. And then a group of campers come around, because they're insane and camping during the winter.
Right.
Right, Mike repeats. And because they're camping during the winter, they're cold. So they chop down the tree and they use it for a fire because they also have no regard for wildlife.
Will blinks. Oh, that's terrible.
Totally. Will's eyes are nice, Mike thinks. So close next to him. They always make him look so sweet, so earnest. Mike goes on to say, the squirrel escapes, and then it's spring, and the normal bird comes back, but the tree isn't there anymore, so they can't find each other.
Oh,
Will says again, and his mouth is a downturned twist.
That's pretty sad.
But the bird, like, chirps around for the squirrel, and the squirrel looks around for the bird, Mike indulges, until they find each other. And then they move somewhere that's always warm, like Florida or something. Will laughs, small and bright, and something prideful glows in Mike. And they live in a tree that's like so nervous.
Yeah.
Right, Wilsa, slowly. And it takes a second to remember what they were talking about.
But, whatever. We can have movie nights, and you can take out the trash.
Mike makes a face, and he lightly laughs.
And I'll cook, or else you'll burn the entire place down.
I wouldn't burn the entire place down, Mike denies, but Will stares at him, and he can feel his face warm.
It's okay, Will placates. We can just order food with the millions of dollars you'll make with your books.
And your art, Mike mentions, and Will huffs a light laugh. It's lovely, and Mike spends a little too long looking at the shape of it, the pink of Will's mouth, the slope. Smile.
Yeah,
he says.
Okay, sure.
Mike nods, and Will nods back, and they look ridiculous, nodding silently at each other like this, grins on their faces, and Mike wonders if the sleepiness in Will is contagious, if it's meant to make him feel so loopy, so loose with his words, his body, if it usually makes people feel so much. Mike feels insane a little. Good, he decides.
Good,
Will replies. They're still nodding. Good.
Good.
Will has the best smile he's ever seen, Mike thinks. Sincere, significant in any sense possible. Mike wants to treasure. It's not the first time he's wished to be a painter, an artist, to capture it. Mike's mouth feels dry. Good.
Good. Will is so close. Good. I want to kiss you.
Will freezes. Mike's mouth stays open for just a second before it quickly clicks shut. It hadn't been evidently what he meant to say, and there's probably over a million things he should say to explain himself, except Will staring at him, and Mike staring back, and both of them are frozen in their sleeping bags, hands still clutched, and barely a distance away.
Will croaks. What?
What? Mike immediately replies, and this clearly does not dissolve the change in atmosphere, and they both keep staring.
No, Will says, and then,
no, what did you say? Mike presses his lips together. That I want to kiss you, he offers a little questioningly, as if he isn't sure himself, even though he's never been so certain about anything in his life.
I...
Will begins, red in the face, and Mike wants to press his palms against his cheeks, feel the warmth of it in his hands.
Don't understand.
Mike says, because he's articulate and writes in his spare time. I meant... Because,
for once,
Mike can't think of a singular explanation. There's
no line of reasoning except,
I want to kiss you, he admits. Will stares at him. He's entirely silent, and even with the sound of the heating, the movement upstairs, Mike can't hear anything over the sound of the chatter his own thoughts, the rushing noise in his ears, and he wonders if this is the end, the smash of a hammer against the dream of their shared life together. Mike flounders under his stare, and he carefully swallows.
Sorry.
He doesn't get to finish the sentiment when Will is suddenly crashing into him, hands still entwined and his body leaning over his, and his mouth is on Mike's, and he's kissing Mike, and Mike has no idea what to do with his body. Will kissing him is, Mike will admit, probably the best outcome he could have imagined, except it doesn't click so quickly. Eyes widening and frozen in place, and his free hand hovers in the air while Will kisses him for approximately half a second before he immediately moves back and, as if he transferred the word from Mike's mouth to his, says,
"Sorry."
Sounding a little dazed, big smile widens.
Good.
Mike squeezes him just a little. Good. Will's hands curl into Mike's shirt.
Good.
Good.
Sleep.
Will interrupts finally, smile audible, and when his hold on Mike tightens imperceptibly, see you in the next one.